ग्रीसम प्रसिद्ध पूर्व And I would like to start by thanking you for giving us the opportunity to accompany you on your path of healing and upliftment. The word healing comes from the root whole. It is only when we allow the blocks that separate us from the universe to dissolve that we heal. It is once we recognize the interconnectedness of all existence that we heal. As long as we are in the mind, which only exists by virtue of time, whenever we think, it's either about the past or the future. It's only when we drop the mind and fall into now, into the bliss of now, that we are whole and we heal. As long as we are living in the mind, as long as we are living in the past or the future, we will continue to suffer. We might not eradicate all pain, but we can eradicate all suffering. And the way to do this is by dropping the mind and falling into the power of now. So let's start by sitting in a comfortable, erect position. Straighten the spine by connecting your head to the heavens. And have both feet on the ground. You may put your hands facing upwards on your side. Three, watch your breath. Let's do this together. Watch. Just witness how it slowly enters through your nostrils and fills you up. And then watch how it leaves you. While breathing, also begin to notice how the energy from the universe enters from your skin on the in-breath and moves inward through your bones. On the out-breath, you will notice that the energy of the universe moves outward from the bones towards the surface of your skin and leaves you. These subtle etheric energies are the electricities that power the body organism. Let's now scan our body to notice if there's any tension. that starts with the toes. And make sure that our toes are completely relaxed. Every cell in our toes should let go. Now shift your attention to the feet. The soles of the feet, the upper part of the feet, should all be completely relaxed. Move over to the ankles. And then the shin, the calf. Take your left calf and then your right calf. Every part of your lower leg should be completely relaxed. Now bring the attention to the knees. Our knees should be completely relaxed. Next, bring the attention to the thighs. Your outer thighs, your inner thighs should be completely relaxed. Now, bring the attention to the abdomen, the groin, and the lower center. Sense every part of yourself there, and let go. Ensure that the groin is completely relaxed. Next, feel your abdomen and your lower back, and ensure that every cell is completely relaxed. Let go of your belly. Move up to the solar plexus. Ensure your solar plexus is completely relaxed. Now, bring the attention to the heart and the chest, ensuring that your heart and chest are in deep relaxation. Next, bring your attention to your throat. Relax the front, sides, and back of your throat. Ensure that the shoulders are completely relaxed. A lot of us tend to carry the weight of the entire world on our shoulders. Let's put it aside for now and have our shoulders completely relaxed. Sense your arm, your upper arm, your bicep, your tricep, ensuring that they are in a deep state of relaxation. And then bring the attention to the forearm and the hand, making sure that they are completely relaxed. Let's go back to the neck and relax the muscles on either side of our neck. And then bring the attention to the base of your head, base of your skull, jawline. And ensure that your jaw and the base of your skull are completely relaxed. Take your attention to your cheeks. Relax your cheeks. Relax your lips and mouth. Relax your nose. Now please bring your attention to your eyes. And relax your eyes. Deeper and deeper as they fall into relaxation. Next, please bring your attention to your forehead and relax it. And finally, bring your attention to the head, to the crown, and let it be completely relaxed. Calm your entire body and ensure that every cell is completely relaxed and vibrating on the frequencies of love and light. Hold this space where you have dissolved into the bliss that is this glorious creation, this glorious manifestation. Now, let's do a Qigong exercise called the inner smile. Bring your attention to your eyes and smile. Sense the vibration of the smile in the corner of your eyes. Touch your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Curl it upward. So that your tongue is touching somewhere in the center of your palate. Ensuring that every part of you is still completely relaxed. Keeping this smile in your eyes. Let the energy, the bubbliness of that smile trickle down your cheeks and fall into the throat chakra. This is the energy body around the throat and inside the throat. As the energy of the smile hits your throat, it almost feels like a pebble has been dropped in the pond. Let the ripples of that pebble open your throat. Let the energy from your throat ooze down like honey and reach the heart chakra. You may want to keep the smile in your eyes. As it hits the heart chakra, and you'll feel like another pebble has fallen in the pond. Open your heart. And let the energy enter your solar plexus area, the yellow core. Falls in the pond like another pebble falling in a pond. Feel the ripples open your solar plexus. Now let the energy ooze down further into the Svadhisthana chakra, which is right below your belly button. the element of water. Completely open your Swadeshana chakra with the rest of it. And finally, let the energy ooze down into the base chakra between your legs and the perineum. And the ripples from this pond will go into your legs. Let them down your legs and into the earth. Feel and sense how your feet connect with the energy of the earth. You are now a conduit to energy from the heavens and the earth, and your blissful existence is paying homage to this wonderful creation. Hold this space of bliss and serenity. Bring your attention to whatever part of you is currently detained, wherever it is that you have a problem. Let's take our attention deep into the self there and ensure that we reverberate love within the self. Ensure that we are open so that the energy of the universe can enter and change the vibration so that the light of the universe can transmute your problem into creative, healing, divine energy. You can also imagine little elves working to restore health within that area. Sense the oneness of you and the light. Now, let's work with some triangles. These meditations were very powerful and very popular amongst both the Egyptians and the Tibetans. So we'll start by sensing the crown chakra, the base sound. So the crown chakra, the top of your head, is yang. Next, please stand the base chakra, muladhara, which is between your legs, that's the perineum. Right below the temples. The vibratory sound for the base chakra is da. Form a triangle between these two chakras and your third eye, which exists between the eyes. that by connecting these three chakras in time, next, let's bring our attention to the Svadhisthana chakra, the second chakra, right below the belly button. Connect this to the throat chakra and connect both of them to the third eye. The Bija mantra or vibratory sound of the second chakra is Ram. You're connecting this to the fifth chakra, your throat chakra, with the Bija mantra of Ram. And you're forming a triangle with the third eye, the senior eyebrow. Hold the space for all the chakras that are currently connected and exchanging in it. Now, let's move to the solar plexus. Next to the solar plexus, the sound of love to the heart with the sound of hum to the third eye, sensing energy in a circuit between these three centers. Now, for those of us that have immune issues and those that do not, let's do a meditation that's specifically meant to increase immunity. Our thymus gland is somewhere in between the heart and the throat chakra. Sense your thymus. Bring your attention to the thymus. Form one arm of the triangle by connecting the thymus to the liver, which is on the right side below the rib, under the rib there. And then go from the liver to the spleen, which is directly across from the liver on the left side of the body. And then bring your attention back to the thymus. So you have created this triangle of life between these three organs. Hold the triangle of life. Next, let's create a triangle of life between our two kidneys and the base chakra, which is Muladhara, between the legs, the perineum. This triangle heals our ancestral energy. Don't be dismayed if you feel that one of the arms of the triangle is a little more blocked than the other. Within this moment, we can transmute all of it to life. Let's see. Strongly hold that triangle between the two kidneys and the base chakra on the left. Now, flip that triangle around, create a new triangle with the two kidneys and the hypothalamus, the base of the skull, the back of the brain. Finally, let's do a triangle that will bring us strength. We will connect the solar plexus to the skin below the ribs. To the sun point, which is a point in your back, right behind the heart, along this spine, approximately where your heart is. For the next meditation, we're going to do Tonglen. This is a meditation taught by the Buddhists to invoke compassion. Breathe in all the suffering and pain of the universe, including your own. And now breathe out pure, quiet light and love to all beings. Breathe in all the pain that you've witnessed in your life. Breathe out light and love to all beings everywhere. Please do this approximately 9 times. Breathe in all the pain and suffering. And breathe out pure white light and love, spreading it to far corners of the universe. Asatoma sattamana samasoma Jyotirmaya Mrityorma Amritam Namaya. One hand on any part of us that is not feeling well. It is not vibrating at the optimum. Take your other hand and face, put it up towards the sky and imagine whatever you believe to be the source of our existence. It could be God, it could be the sun, it could be light, it could be love, it could be anything you would, anything that to you is the source of our life. So now we have two hands and we see different parts. One up towards the sky or in any direction, facing source, and the other one on the part of our body that is not feeling well. All time and space are nothing but quantum waves. So, use your consciousness to collapse the quantum waves between these two points. So the source is the store at the point where you want to see them now. So they're both crossing together. Thereby you change the vibration to the part of you that you're not feeling well. Now, let's leave our body and travel up to the sun. It gets brighter and whiter as we go higher and higher towards the sun. And getting closer to the sun, every cell in our body is transmuted into bliss, health, life, and love. Please bring your awareness back to the body where you're feeling energized and pure. Let's start your meditation for letting go. Imagine that your feet are on fire. The fire rises and your legs begin to burn. Next is your thighs. You're burning rapidly. The fire reaches your base structure. And before you know it, your entire body is on fire. Your abdomen, your stomach, solar plexus, chest, higher center, face, and the fire has destroyed you and left nothing but ash. You no longer exist. Now, let's lie in the river. Watch as the river flows. You float along with it. You don't fight the current, just go along with the flow, completely letting go. In your mind's eye, see a picture. You're 5 years old. In one hand, you hold your mother. The other hand, you hold your father. Bring this image of you holding both your parents' hands deep into your heart and hold it there. This image gets stronger and stronger and goes deeper and deeper into your heart. Thank your parents for giving you life. Tell them everything you ever wanted to, you've never got a chance to. And ask them for their love and forgiveness. Let's take this attitude of love and forgiveness all the people individually that might have hurt you. We are all victims of our own ignorance. Let's not be a victim of other victims. If we allow someone's actions to hurt us and get us ill, we are being nothing other than victims of other victims. So think of the person that hurt you. Take their name, say, dear, whatever the person's name is, I forgive you. Please forgive me. Let's forgive each other. Please. Thank you. Let's forgive ourselves. The sun in some traditions is considered to be the manifested collection of all souls. In your mind's eye, have a clear picture of the sun. Bring the sun down a triangle. The triangle represents the spiritual triad: mind, body, soul, buddhi, manas, and atma. Bring the sun into the 12 petals of your soul, the 12 lotus petals of your soul, uniting your soul with all souls. Bring the 12 petals of your soul down towards you. The innermost petals will rest and fall off into your mental body, healing your mind. The next layer of petals will fall off into your astral, emotional body, healing your emotions. And the outermost petals will fall into your physical body, healing it completely. You are now in the present moment, connected to everything. Your skin as much joins you to the universe as it divides you from it. And truly, it's only when you consider it doing one thing that it does the other. Let's end today by going on another journey. The journey to a monastery that exists on the Buddhic realm. You are walking on a mountain. There are clouds everywhere. The clouds go through you, you walk through the clouds. You keep walking up this beautiful mountain. Look up on the mountain and you'll see a monastery. The monastery too is nestled in the clouds. Within your heart, you will walk right through the doors of the monastery. Now that you're inside, prostrate in respect for the masters, angels, and divine souls that lie within. Whilst in prostration, ask for your soul guide or your master, whoever they may be, to visit you. The master sits across from you and looks in your eyes. He or she says, I am you. You are me. My eyes are your eyes. They are one. You may now ask your master any questions you have, or ask them to operate on you and heal you. Offer to them the part that is no longer feeling well, and let them replace it for you. Thank them for their infinite love and for visiting you. Now, take this entire vision into your heart and return to this moment, completely healed and whole. Father and the Son are the same, both worthy of praise. We meditate upon the deities of light that are within and outside of us to inspire us towards the light.